It's great to have this opportunity to thank you for bestowing the Distinguished Alumni Award to my uncle, Don Knotts. He was proud to be a graduate of WVU. I was just a baby when Uncle Don graduated, and we all lived together in my grandma's boarding house on University Avenue. So I only know about his life as a student through the stories he would tell. Before going to WVU, Uncle Don had a lot of experience performing throughout the community, mostly as a ventriloquist, but later on as a stand-up comic. He was getting a very good reputation as an entertainer. When his fraternity, Phi Sigma Kappa, had an interfraternity talent contest, Uncle Don felt very confident of winning. Not only did he not win, but he didn't get second place or third place either. He spent a sleepless night questioning his future career choice if he couldn't even win a college talent show. The next morning, he went to Dr. Armand Singer's Spanish class, and Dr. Singer asked to speak to him privately. He told him he'd been one of the judges at the talent show, and they had decided it wasn't fair for him to compete on an amateur level because he was obviously a professional. Otherwise, he would have walked away with first place. Uncle Don was so relieved and didn't question his career path again. He really isn't anything like his characters. He's very humble and quiet, reserved, and he's not like the Barney character. He would be very pleased to receive this award and very humbled by it. And he was always very, you know, humble about receiving anything, and never really felt he couldn't understand all the praise and love and the accolades. You know, he was always surprised by how much people really appreciated him and enjoyed him. And I mean, he is an icon in the entertainment business as a comedian. And I think that, you know, I'm not sure he ever knew how well received he was. Morgantown meant a lot to Uncle Don. He loved Morgantown High, and he loved WVU.